Welcome, another edition of Midnight with Robert Shaw. This is Kyle.
In 3D.
Yeah, in 3D on the radio. It's a new thing. Trying it out.
It's going to come in through your ear hole and come out your butthole.
So today...
Sonically.
We're talking about the end of the summer.
Like a Sonic hot dog.
Good movies, bad movies, and Sonic hot dogs. And Richard, you were just sharing your thoughts on Apatow improv versus improv you saw this weekend in Ghostbusters.
Well, Kyle.
Yes.
I was mainly commenting on the fact that you see a movie that is a comedy that isn't too far ahead of what we have today in comedies, meaning it's a high concept genre movie, and they do have room for improv, and they do allow improv in this movie because you actually really needed it, because Dan Aykroyd's script was probably atrocious and Harold Ramis is the only person that injected real humor into it. Ivan Reitman, I don't think he really did anything great for this movie. I think it's all about Harold Ramis, Bill Murray, all the characters, all the actors. This movie kind of directs itself. Like, you just need a guy to be like, yeah, put the camera over there, it sounds good. That's Ivan Reitman. That's what he did. He's kind of useless. Look at all of his other movies after this one. They're all fucking terrible. Right? Am I wrong?
Well, hold on. I got to look him up. I don't think you're totally wrong.
Look him up. Well, look him up and I'll go on with my point.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Compare contrast here. Neighbors, which was a comedy that came out this year, not the John Belushi Neighbors with Dan Aykroyd from 82. This is the one with Seth Rogen, Rose Byrne, and Zac Efron, and Dave Franco. So Dave Franco and James Franco, there's like a lot of improv bits between them, but it has nothing to do really with the story or the character. It's just non sequitur nonsense. Whereas in Ghostbusters, you have the improv by people who are professionals in the fact that they are improvising on the situation with the character that they have created. So it is all within the confines of the character as opposed to the confines of non sequitur comedy, which is just like saying random dirty shit that has nothing to do with the story or the plot. Whereas in Ghostbusters, the comedy comes from the plot and the characters in that situation. Or the characters in the plot of the situation, basically. You understand?
I think your example of the line-a-thon is a good point.
Right. For example, the line-a-thon and Neighbors, where it's just Zac Efron and Dave Franco just saying random shit back and forth, like, oh, we're buds, we're bros. And it's just like this stupid... just line around, which they do in every comedy now, and Melissa McCarthy is fucking criminal number one, most wanted on my list for that. She should be hung for that alone because she just ruined the comedy landscape with that shit. And so has Apatow, so has all of them. They've gone too far. But then again, I mean, if Bill Murray and Rick Moranis went too far in the movie, maybe that would have wrecked it too. But they had just enough to get through the movie. And it's only an hour and 45 minutes compared to like the 2.5 hour Apatow fucking chore movie sit-throughs.
Well, Neighbors was 96 minutes. That's not
well, sad. But that's not Apatow. It's completely different. That's a different crew, but it's the same rules. It's different people, but the same rules of comedy because they're all the same now. With that Linorama shit and the whole like improving, look at me, oh. But like, you know, with Ghostbusters, it was more about character and story than just random funny for the sake of funny. And I think that's where we are right now, is funny for the sake of funny, and it doesn't work as well as it used to. I think people are getting tired of it, which is why the summer had a lot of shitty comedies, which lent itself to be the worst summer in what, 20 years? 21 years?
Yeah. Okay, so you're asking about Ivan Reitman.
Yes.
And I don't think you're wrong.
Exactly.
All right, so you got Meatballs, you got Stripes, movies that are good.
Yes.
Probably not great, but good movies.
What do all those movies have in common?
All right, and with Ghostbusters, they all have
Bill Murray.
Which really helps. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So then you get Legal Eagles.
No, Bill Murray.
No. Then you got Twins.
No, Bill Murray.
Which is an okay movie. I'm not a huge fan of Twins. I think a lot of people love that movie, but I'm kind of hit and miss on it. Ghostbusters 2, which was an abject failure. I just don't care for that film.
What, Ghostbusters 2?
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I think it's enjoyable. I don't bash it like other people. I think it's funny.
I enjoy it. I like the characters in the movie, but the plot is just, ugh. I mean, it takes them like half of the movie just to be Ghostbusters again.
Well, that's fine. That didn't bother me. That didn't bother me.
You got Kindergarten Cop, which, you know, not bad. You got
try rewatching it. Can't do it.
Yeah, that's fair. You got Dave, which I do like. I like Dave. And then you go downhill from there. All right. Then if Dave is just an eh movie for you, the rest of it, garbage. Because you got Junior.
Oh.
Yeah. Father's Day.
Oh.
6 days, 7 nights. Nothing? Nothing?
What was it?
6 days, 7 nights.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not enough weed to cure that one, Harrison.
And Evolution.
There you go. Need I say more?
Oh, I do, Richard. I do. My super ex-girlfriend.
Oh, that was like the final nail in the coffin.
Then you had No Strings Attached.
Which actually did all right. That was more of a he had to make money. Because My Super Ex-Girlfriend, I think, is like one of the biggest bombs of all time. And as is the previous one, Evolution.
Then he just did... Can you take a guess what he did this year?
Draft Day.
You're up. Oh. Boy, Richard, you're too on it. You're too on it.
I know, my Ivan Reitman.
It's so sad. It's so sad. Yeah, that made $28 million, which I'm sure is a disaster.
Exactly. See, if when I say something about somebody, I'm backing it up. I know what they're doing. I know what they've done, and I know what they've failed to do. But they're multimillionaires, so what do they give a fuck?
Not much. Not much. No. Nope.
Well, you didn't like Evolution? Well, here's some money I'm going to throw in your face, you fuck. I'm Ivan Reitman. I don't give a fuck what you have to say. I can piss on your head. I'm going to do it right now. Look, I'm pissing on your head. You didn't like Draft Day? Well, I'll go cash my Ghostbusters 2 residual check, dick. That's what he'd do.
Yeah, that's a voicemail he left, right?
And rightfully so. He would be right, and that's fine. Good for him. I don't begrudge him. You know, they make the movies that they make, and sometimes they're great, and sometimes, you know, he did Ghostbusters. He's part of that. That's a very proud thing. Stripes and Meatballs and Ghostbusters 2, I'll give him that. It's good. Good run. Not bad. He should have just, you know, stopped after Junior.
Did you actually like that movie, or?
No.
Oh, okay.
Right. Emma Thompson's hot, though. That's all I gotta say.
What do you think? Still hot now, or?
Yes. I think Emma Thompson is like a sexy older woman. I don't know why. She does it for me. I take her Sense and Sensibility.
Oh, gosh. That's an old reference.
I'd kill her, Mrs. Banks.
Gosh. Oh, boy. So, Richard, what were your thoughts on this summer?
Pretty awful.
Any particular reason why?
Everything was shit.
Because you said June was pretty bad, which I wouldn't disagree.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, it strikes me as funny that all these pontificators who write like for Hollywood Reporter and Variety and all these entertainment rags, they're all like saying, oh God, Hollywood's so scared. Is this like a downward decline? Is this the beginning of the end of Hollywood? It's like, no, it's not. It's just they had a bad year because they made shit. Nobody wanted to see these movies because nobody gave a shit. I mean, sure, yeah, Edge of Tomorrow didn't do so great, but that's because nobody likes Tom Cruise anymore. He was lucky that movie crossed the 100 million. He hasn't had a 100 million domestic hit in like 5 years, except for like the Mission Impossible movies. Like, he's not the biggest star in the world anymore. I mean, shit, he's lucky it did what it did. Don't spend that much money on Tom Cruise unless it's a Mission Impossible movie. That's just sense. That's just common sense.
So you think he's a little old hat?
Well, he's old. I mean, shit, the guy's 50-something years old. He's been around since the 80s. I mean, goddamn. You don't have a car that still runs that long, do you?
My Volvo.
Well, they don't handle well.
But I'll give you, it's from 89, so I'll,
well, there you go. He was around the 80.
Yeah.
So there you go. Okay. Or 81. Yeah. Taps. TPS.
Right.
Yeah. Taps.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, man.
Okay.
He gets shot. George C. Scott kills him.
So
Taps!
Spoiler alert.
Yes. Oops.
Gosh.
Oops.
Okay, so before we get into the boring stuff, we're talking about the movies we liked. What were some of the movies you absolutely hated?
Transformers.
And anything else?
Spider-Man.
And anything else?
I don't think I saw anything else. Oh, Sin City was pretty awful.
Yeah, yeah. Those were definitely some standouts that I did not care for.
I'm trying to think what else I saw. I didn't really go and watch anything. Like, other than the movies that were good or on my list, I don't think I really went and saw that many movies. There was nothing to see. It was all crap. I don't want to see fucking A Million Ways to Die in the West. I don't want to see Maleficent. I don't want to see that. I have no desire to see that, even though that was kind of a hit.
No, it did pretty well, yeah.
Yeah, with that wonderful movie about rape. Good job, Disney. Why don't you rape some more of your characters? I'm sure the remake of Dumbo is going to have Dumbo get it in the ass by like a gangbang with those crows.
Who's writing that movie? I forget. Some loser.
I don't know. Who gives a shit? Disney's fine. Disney's got Marvel, Pixar, and Star Wars. They don't give a fuck.
All right. So, yeah, I would agree. Those are some pretty awful movies. Although I will say, I knew going in Transformers would be really bad.
Well, it was so boring. It wasn't just that I wanted it to be worse, but it wasn't. It was just so boring. That was its crime. That's the crime it committed. It was just the boredom that I experienced. It was just so tired.
And the thought that Chinese people liked football was pretty weird.
Ugh, that was brilliant.
I don't know where that came from.
You know, the Chinese ate this up like a fucking sugar, like a churro. I think that's reason enough to fucking nuke them off the face of the earth. Dirty so, Reds.
Didn't like that one. Spider-Man 2 I was a little more disappointed in because I felt like...
Well, you knew going in that was going to be terrible.
I did, but I was hoping to be wrong. Because the trailers did not look good, and this first one gave me little hope. But I was hoping, deep inside, Richard, that it would actually turn out to be a decent movie.
Well, you know what else is deep inside most
what?
People? Cancer.
Well, you're not wrong. I don't know, I just was really rooting for that movie to be good and to hopefully lead to something a little better. But no. Unfortunately, it was worse than the first one.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
It is, because that was a pretty bad movie. And this, again, felt like a real studio film, where they just had so many notes and so many ideas that it just kind of went nowhere.
Exactly.
Garbage.
Oh, speaking of that, did you see in the news that Sleepy Hollow had a whole happy beheading day for the Sleepy Hollow fall schedule, and I guess they, you know, pulled that back since those journalists keep getting their heads cut off.
Huh. Really? You think they just let that thing go? I mean, all the free publicity.
Apparently they have a, you know, something called decency, and they decided not to go forward with their beheading day fall promo spot.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. Wow. Well, better luck next time, I guess.
Fuck. I'm sure that show will be 57 to 65% decrease from the first episode.
I don't know. I mean, are they bringing back that Under the Dome show, or is that still
around? I don't know. I think that did worse this year, but I don't think they've greenlit a third season yet.
Well, hopefully for Dean Norris's sake they bring it back, otherwise.
Oh, he can do so much better. He can go do movies. He's an actor. He's a movie actor. Star. Damn it. He was fucking Hauser. Or no, he was Tony in Total Recall.
Say he wasn't Hauser.
Show your face. You got a lot of nerve. Show your face around here, Hauser. Look who's talking. Because he was a mutant and he only had half a face.
Right, right. No, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Good stuff, Paul Verhoeven. And he was great in Starship Troopers, too.
Oh, was he in that? Who was he in that?
Yeah, he was one of the drill instructors.
Okay.
He was like the head of like the military academy. Go out there, you get bumped down to private.
Oh, boy. Starship Troopers.
I don't think he's in RoboCop, though.
I don't remember him. No. No.
No. Because Verhoeven likes to work with the same guys a lot. So I think those were the only two movies he was in. I can't remember. So back to the summer of shit.
Back to the summer. Let's crawl back into this cesspool.
Yes.
So, yeah. Sin City was another one that was way too late. And,
yes.
Much like that 300 sequel, but I think even worse, just...
Well, I you know, say what you will, the 300 sequel was actually kind of entertaining.
I did like it. I thought Ava Green had more of a presence in that one.
Yeah.
And the action alone was, I think, better shot and better executed.
Yes, and you had a great Yelena Heavy, too, in there getting some action thrown at her.
A little bit. She was in it.
That's always fun. Yeah, but still, it's fun. I like seeing her.
But that one, I think, had a lot more scope to it. It felt bigger, and I think it utilized a 3D element a lot better than Sin City did.
Yeah, I agree.
And even so, it wasn't quite as old as the Sin City. I think it might have only been 7 years.
Yeah, no, 7 years, because 2007, yeah.
Yeah, but it was...
Still a long time.
Yeah, long on the tooth for that one.
And two Frank Miller movies, so I guess... Congratulations, Frank. One of your movies didn't completely bomb like a Taiwanese hooker on heroin falling down a flight of stairs.
And it didn't actually do that bad, because with Worldwide, it did over $300
million. What's 301?
Yeah.
Is that what it was? 301?
So, I mean, all in all, not terrible. I don't think you'll see a sequel to that, but...
As you shouldn't.
I don't think they'll walk away too disappointed.
No, they're fine. And I'm sure Blu-ray sales, DVD sales, rentals were pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I probably put it over.
I'm sure it did well. I'm sure it's fine. TV rights, it'll come out wonderful.
But, comparatively, though, it's in a gold mine compared to that Sin City movie, which is an absolute disaster.
Sin City will just be on the El Rey network.
Oh, yeah. And it'll be in the $5 bin at Best Buy before you know it.
Oh, shit, please. $3.99.
Oh, sorry, I've oversold that. Sorry.
Come on, you way oversold that.
That was my fault.
Shit. I can get really good movies for $5.
That's true.
The Prestige was $5.
Oh, well, be still my heart. Gosh.
It was on sale.
So, Richard, what would be your favorite movie of the summer?
Ooh, favorite already to the top, huh?
Let's go to the top. Let's start at the top.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be daring. I'm going to say it's a tie.
Right,
I have two
that's
movies.
Fine. That's fine, yeah, go ahead.
I would say Snowpiercer and Guardians of the Galaxy.
You know, I really like that choice a lot because they're so different. I mean, they're both sci-fi, but one is real dark and dystopian, and the other one is a lot more fun and light. So it's really two ends of the spectrum in terms of that genre.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think those are great, great choices.
Both of those movies I would buy on Blu-ray.
Oh, no, yeah, I think so. Especially if Snowpiercer came with a lot of extra features. I'd love to see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
That movie. But yeah, I love that director. He did The Host, I think, and...
Yeah, I can't remember. I get my Asian directors confused. They all look the same to me.
Yeah, I think he did Mama and
Meaning Their Names.
Or Mama, what was the
Mama. No, not Mama, Mother.
Mother, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Mother
I
and
I didn't see that one.
And Memories of a Murder, I think, and a few others.
Yeah, whatever.
But no, good director. Great movie. I was a little worried for it because of the whole edit controversy, but
yeah,
this version turned out pretty well, I thought.
Well, now I'm curious. Like I said before, I want to see the Weinstein's cut just because of morbid curiosity. I want to see what they would have cut out.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of predict some of this stuff, like when he's telling these different stories or some of the stuff with the kids, maybe, or things like that.
I don't get to the think action. So. Maybe.
Because I feel like you'd almost cut right to the beginning. Not to the beginning, but where they're kind of getting the barrels ready to line up with the charge. Like, almost cut to that as your first scene.
Mm. And going to it. Yeah. Know. But then Jamie Bell wouldn't have much to do. You'd cut all Jamie Bell stuff out. And he's the glue.
The Weinstein's
keeping that. No, I don't care about Jamie Bell.
I don't think anybody does.
No.
He had his chance, but he blew it.
He does nothing for me. He's like a blank slate. He could be wearing the blank mask from Dick Tracy. I wouldn't even know.
No, I mean, he's a better actor than someone like Charlie Hunnam, but he's not far off.
Yeah. Oh, Charlie Hunnam, please. I don't want him to be Snake Plissken. Don't cast him. Don't do it. That'd be horrible.
I also heard he might be King Arthur.
Well, that I could give a shit because I'm not going to see that movie.
No, but I mean, he has zero presence for that role.
Oh, God, yeah, he's terrible. He's a horrible actor. Just watch Pacific Rim. He's terrible. Watch Sons of Anarchy. He sucks.
Yeah, I've never seen that. Oh. I was kind of curious, just because after watching...
Don't do it.
Rim, I kind of think, like, well, how could this guy carry a TV show and be so bad?
People like that show because they think it makes them smart because they like it. Because they hear, like, if they go deep enough, they hear, like, Kurt Sutter talking about how it's his Hamlet. It's like a motorcycle gang version of Hamlet. And it's like, yeah, kind of, I guess, but you went too long with it. But whatever.
Right. No, yeah, I get it. Yeah, for me, it's tough to pick between... Because those would be my top two movies, I think. And kind of picking one would be hard. But if I'm going to go
just
with...
Just tie it, maybe.
Yeah. I could live with that. I'm just trying to think, like, what else came out that I would... that I'd also put up there?
Well, I would say a really close second is X-Men Days of Future Past. I really enjoyed that. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, I like that one. That would be up there. Edge of Tomorrow would probably...
Edge of Tomorrow would be a close third. Yeah, I would say third is Edge of Tomorrow.
I think what was one a lot of people didn't end up seeing, I think I would agree, Tom Cruise is probably one of your biggest reasons for people not going.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's so yesterday's news.
I mean, if you would have put, somebody more relevant, not Tom Cruise, but maybe a... Matthew McConaughey would have been a massive hit.
Or what if you had, because he's trying to branch out, like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. I would say that would be up his alley too. But Chris Hemsworth is almost too beefy.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, he's a little too much.
More of a svelte guy.
But
svelte.
I'm trying to think, like, who else would you put in that would be better for this franchise, or this particular, but this movie.
I mean, it's tough because I like Tom Cruise. I think he was good for it. But then again, you know, most people don't like Tom Cruise, so we're trying to get rid of Tom Cruise.
What if you put in, say, Michael Fassbender?
No, wouldn't work.
Nothing for you.
Okay. Nobody knows who he is. He's a blank slate.
No, that's fair.
Nobody knows who he is. He's not the reason X-Men movies make money.
He's not Colin Farrell. I don't think he'd do well.
No, not Colin Farrell. No, Colin Farrell. Maybe if this was 1999, it could have been Colin Farrell.
There just aren't very many movie stars left. That's the problem. There's just not that kind of guy that sells a movie.
There's really none. Not anymore.
Yeah, it's all about the franchise, the product.
Yeah, it's about what superheroes in it.
But I do think, though, that title aside, it wasn't a great title, but I don't think that it was really marketed that poorly. I mean, it showed the action, it showed the story, kind of like the hook.
Yeah, right. I mean,
what are you supposed to do? I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to sell that.
Yeah, I knew going in, I knew seeing it, it wouldn't do well. I just had that sixth sense, you know. You see a movie, and you can automatically say, that's going to be a bomb for the summer.
And what did you think about the third act? Because it never bothered me. But I know some people had
Edge of Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I have a third act problem, meaning when they kill the main, spoiler alert, kill the main hive mind or whatever.
Yeah, they go to Paris and all that shit. Yeah.
No, I didn't see a problem with it.
Yeah, I didn't either. I wasn't sure what the controversy was. It wasn't dark enough, I guess. I don't know. It was too Hollywood, but I thought it was fine.
Because he does it, and then it flash forwards 2 days, or flashbacks 2 days.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what, okay. That's fine. That was a good ending. I didn't mind that.
I liked it.
It was fine.
It's Hollywood, sure, but at the same time, at least everybody lives. I mean, you're not killing off all these soldiers to their death for no reason. I mean,
and in a way, you know, that was Tom Cruise's. That was his character's intent, was to save everybody.
Right. Yeah.
Because, you know, any other scenario, everybody died anyway. Yeah, even if he did succeed, you know,
he did what he did and what he wanted to do, so he succeeded. It was his victory.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
And that's still probably one of my favorite scenes, is when Brendan Gleeson gives him the serum or whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes, what do we do now? I don't know. He never gave it to us before.
Yeah, that was good. I also liked when he got ran over by the truck. That was a funny bit.
Well, it was done very well. Doug Liebman did a very good job with that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got to give him props. It wasn't Jumper.
It wasn't quite the comeback he wanted, but as far as just his own effort, I thought it was very well done.
Oh yeah, no, he'll be fine. He'll get a lot of work. He won't be doing KFC commercials.
Was he doing those?
I don't know. I'm just comparing him to David O. Russell.
Okay. Well, that's fair. Yeah. Life goes on.
Life goes on.
And any other movies stand out for you? I mean, I liked How to Train Your Dragon 2.
I didn't see that one. Yeah.
Great story. A little too adult for kids, but definitely a good movie.
And too much dragon sex.
Probably. And I also liked that Ape sequel. That was good.
Yeah, Dawn of the Return of the Planet of the Apes of the Conquest.
Yeah, I thought it was maybe a touch slow, but it was still a great movie. Really enjoyed
it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I don't know if I could ever watch it again, though, to be honest.
No, I mean, I could watch the first one again, but this...
I couldn't watch the first one again.
It's just so laggy, this one. It just didn't have...
Well, I like this one better. There's no James Franco to ruin it.
Oh, fine. I don't know. He didn't ruin the first one for me. He was fine.
He just... I don't know what it is about him. He kind of sucks.
And he wasn't... It did have John Lithgow, too, which I liked.
Oh, that's why. That's why you're going to love Interstellar.
Yeah, probably. And also, I don't know, like, Jason Clarke didn't really do much for me in the second one.
Well, Jason Clarke isn't a leading man. He's a character actor. I don't know. I guess he was cheap. They were trying to curb the budget because, you know, all that motion capture is pretty expensive.
Yeah, I mean, as you would say, I mean, it really could have been anybody. I mean, they didn't need him or anyone in particular.
He really doesn't do anything that stands out in the movie. Because I think you're watching the apes more than you are the humans. And the only guy that really stands out is probably Gary Oldman. But that's because he's fucking Gary Oldman.
And he's barely in it, too.
Yeah, but I mean, he had
a few minutes.
He had more of a presence than Jason Clarke.
No, or that's whatever. True. Yeah.
Or what's his name?
Yeah, you think you're right. Yeah, Jason Clarke. Yeah.
Jason Clarke, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, Jason Clarke was the second banana villain in fucking White House Down last year. What does that tell you, you know?
He's looking for work.
Shit. He's lucky he got this movie. I like him, don't get me wrong, but he's not a leading man. He's not going to be the star of a movie. He's usually what he is in all the other movies he's in. He's always the guy that gets killed, or he's the guy that's the best friend of the other guy, or the brother of the guy. He's never the leader, and he's like, you know, he's always the one that kind of fucks up.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like Lawless, he was the fuck-up brother. And then in White House Down, he was the fuck-up villain. And then in Public Enemies, he was the fuck up. Well, he wasn't really fuck up, but he got killed. And he dies in all those movies, except Lawless. He doesn't die.
Public Enemies. Who was he in that?
He's one of Dillinger's friends. He's like, he gets killed towards the end of the movie.
Okay. I don't remember. Right.
Yeah, you didn't like that movie, did you?
No, not particularly.
Oh, Anti-Man.
I heard his new one sucks.
What's his new one?
Black Hat with Chris Hemsworth. Comes out like in January.
Oh, good sign. Good yeah, sign. That's not good.
Yeah.
Oh, I finally saw TV ad for Liam Neeson's I Walk in the Cemetery because I'm a Badass movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. I was like, holy shit, it's coming out like September 17th or 13th. It's like right around the corner. Yeah, I'm happy.
I'm interested in seeing it. I love his wig in the flashback scene. His wig is fantastic. That. What?
Look, I didn't see that. Look at my wig. Hello.
It's so
I'm going to kill you. I have a wig. I'm Irish. I could have been in Lincoln, but I wasn't. Fuck you. I'm too busy. I'm too busy making millions of dollars, Steven Spielberg. Leave me alone.
Yeah, it looks cool. It looks a little different than his usual fare lately, so I'll be curious.
Not really. It's the same shit he's done for like fucking 5 years now. Which is fine. I don't care. I'll go see it.
Well, it's a little less hammy, as far as I could tell.
I mean, shit.
What?
I sat through fucking nonstop. I'll sit through killing people, kicking ass in the cemetery movie.
Yeah, nonstop did all right.
Yeah. It's still terrible, terrible, terrible movie.
It was, but...
fucking man, garbage.
He keeps cranking these out, man. I don't know why.
That's money.
Yeah, probably. Must be all
he wants to take care of his kids. He's a good man.
He must still be so depressed.
I don't think so. I think he could give a shit. He's like, okay, let's see what Ferrari can I buy this week and crash it.
Because
I could buy anything.
You don't think he's still maybe a little sad about his wife?
Well, that's never going to go away, but...
That's what I mean, yeah. I mean...
But I think he's good. Yeah, he'd be happy for Liam. He's good.
He has slowed down, though. I mean, when she first died, boy, he couldn't turn down
work. He was doing fucking four movies a week.
Yeah, it was like, damn, dude.
It was like he was working for RKO in 1938.
Yeah, because 2010, because she died when he was in Chloe. I still remember that. So it was... Chloe, so you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And she didn't die because he was in Chloe.
He did 7 movies in 2010.
Wow.
He only had one in 2011, but he followed that up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 movies in 2012.
Holy shit. He was working 2011, damn it.
Yeah, he was busy. He was a busy guy. Yeah.
This is Liam Neeson. I'll do it.
Yeah, he slowed down a little bit. He didn't do anything in 2013.
This is Liam Neeson. If you get this, I will do it if I'm killing people in a cemetery. Good day.
Although, actually, well, 2014 has done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He'll have 6 movies out this year. So
Jesus.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do everything.
Take a break, buddy.
I did that movie about a plane. I was a U.S. Marshal. Interesting stuff. I enjoyed that.
He must never stop working. Gosh,
how come nobody asks me? I'll do Ra's al Ghul again. I'll do that.
That was my favorite bit lately.
I'll do that again. Sure, why not?
That's so weird. I mean, gosh.
I can replace that role.
I bet even CW must be disappointed in themselves. Like, wait, why?
No, I don't think he was talking about the CW show.
He was.
Was he really? Yeah, oh, yeah. My God. That would be the greatest. I would watch Arrow if he did that.
Yeah, because they asked him. They were like, you know, because this Ra's al Ghul is coming back to, he's going to be on TV. And he was like, oh, man, I'd do that in a heartbeat. He's like, yeah. He's like, I would definitely do that.
Yeah, hello, yes, this is Liam Neeson. I read the script for the Arrow show. And I must say, it's very terrible. It's awful. But you're willing to pay me, so I'll do it.
Well, he probably knows that it wouldn't be very, like, a really huge commitment. So he's like, whatever.
You guys don't serve filet mignon at the craft service table. Oh, well, I see there's pork chops. I guess that's okay. That's fine. I'm fine with that. That's fine. There's spaghetti. Well, no, actually, it's rigatoni. Oh, shit. Well, that's fine. It's CW. What are you going to do? I have to go make another movie after this. Oh, when, Liam? In about an hour. I'm going to jump over it. I'm jumping over to the stage 12 right across the way there, and I need to start a movie. I'm going to be shooting that for 6 months.
Well, and see, then that's probably, movie. Probably why he wanted to do it, because it shoots over in Toronto. So it's like, all he's got to do is just go over there and park exactly. it, shoot that for a week, go do a movie yep. for a few months.
Oh, whatever. Sure. I love hotel rooms. I stay in hotel rooms now.
Yeah, I mean,
I like those little shampoo bottles. I like that better.
Guy needs a hug.
I don't have to buy shampoo anymore. It's a nice feeling not to buy products, cleaning products. I don't like that anymore. I don't need to do that anymore.
Wow.
That's fine.
Here's some awful news. Gotham, that the show is going to be picked up by Netflix.
Oh, I could do that show.
Yeah.
The Ra's al Ghul's Batman, right? I could do that. I could be in Gotham.
After each season's complete, they'll broadcast the next year on Netflix.
I could be Hugo Strange. I could do that. I wouldn't mind doing that. I played Kinsey. Remember Kinsey? Peter Sarsgaard fucked me in the ass. I could do that.
Well, yeah, I wonder. It's probably too good for him, but I wonder if he'd ever do like True Detective. Man, that's a lot of work.
Oh, he would do that in a heartbeat. That would be. I wish they would ask Liam Neeson to do True Detective. That'd be fucking great.
He'd be so busy.
I don't want to see Taylor Kitsch in True Detectives. He's going to wreck True Detectives.
Is that what they're talking about? Talking about him?
Yeah, they've been saying Taylor Kitsch, Vince Vaughn, some other guy, which isn't like awful, but like they're talking about like, oh, these roles are gonna get like big names. And it's like, no, it's not. It's Taylor Kitsch and Vince Vaughn. Like, really? That was your oh, Colin Farrell's the other one. Which that Taylor Kitsch, no. And just because he did the fucking Mighty Heart movie for HBO, please don't have that be the reason he gets to be in True Detectives.
No, yeah, I like the idea of Colin Farrell. That's something I could get behind.
Yeah.
But really, I think the following year, season two, you've got to get at least the same quality.
I think he's going to be as good, though.
I mean, foregoing the McConaughey won an Oscar, I think at least kind of that level of celebrity and at least somewhat acting-wise and For me, Kitsch and Vaughn are just, gosh, no, just the like bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
I mean, just scrape that shit up.
Yeah.
Just lousy. Why would you even try? It's got to be somebody else.
I think that True Detective Season 2 will not be as good as Season 1 at all. I just think that's the problem with success.
No, I don't think so. But we'll see. And they do need to stick with having one director do every episode if they want that same kind of consistency, whether it's as good or not, but at least have some consistency,
right?
Which I don't think they'll be able to get because they keep talking about getting multiple directors, which sounds like a mistake.
That's going to be a problem, I think. That'll wreck it for sure.
Probably, yeah. I don't expect a whole lot from season two, but we'll see.
But I don't know. What else you got?
Well, I was thinking about Game of Thrones. I was thinking about Cersei.
That was they're gonna get that nudity scene in there,
which is the end of book five, book five, yeah.
Yeah.
They're skipping over book four a lot. It sounds like to get to the end of book five.
Yeah.
So, which I like, and that puts a lot of pressure on Martin to just finally throw in the towel and say, you know what, not happening.
I'm not writing anymore. I'm done.
I wish you'd just admit it. I'm not a big Emmy guy, and I didn't even think it was that clever. But I did like when Weird Al like handed him a typewriter.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, the bit wasn't that great, but during his like rendition of the Game of Thrones song, someone came up to Martin, handed him a typewriter, and asked him to keep writing, like write faster. Oh.
That's funny.
Which is that's kind of clever, but yeah, just he just needs to let it go. It's over.
It's over. Nobody wants to. Nobody cares anymore. But nobody cares what happens to fucking Penny.
No, and I haven't heard much about her, so I'm not necessarily sure she'll be in the show.
No, I doubt it. Though, it would, I mean, there's just no room for her. No, unless she does something important in the next book, but I doubt it. Now that probably Martin is getting more inspired by the show than the other way around, you know?
Yeah, yeah, despite his claims to the contrary, I don't think that's
true. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
No. But yeah, and I think it's definitely telling that the show is not trying to wait.
No.
The show knows he's not writing shit.
So the show's its own entity now. It's totally exclusive. It's not connected to the books at all anymore.
Yeah, they've really just given up on that.
Yeah, and it's actually, you know, like we said before, I think it's better than the books.
Yeah, it's gotten better.
That's sure. Yeah, I mean, it combines the characters and you know, injects them in the plot and the story and the progression is way better. And the books meanders too much. I guess that's the problem. With a giant novel, it's that you have too much going on and it meanders for, you know, hundreds of pages with nothing going on except for, like, you know, Reek's inner monologue. It's like, I don't care anymore.
The way it goes. Martin is out the door. Now we are...
He's gone.
Left with Benioff and Weiss to tell us what's going on next.
That's fine by me.
Yeah, I don't... I'm not really confident we'll ever get another book at this point.
I think the book will come out, but it'll just be... It'll be okay. I don't know. But even then, I mean, it's our opinion. People love the fourth book and they love the fifth book, so...
Yeah, I have met people that do like the fourth book, which I think is shocking.
Well, I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
No, I mean, I don't hate it, but it's far from good.
Just the problem is, like, you read the third book, and then you're like, all right, yes, this, that was so great. And then you get into the fourth book, and it's just like they just poured that ALS Ice Bucket Challenge on your hard dick. And it just goes, and you're like, oh. And then I stopped reading. I took a 6-month hiatus reading the books. Once I got to book four, I was just like, okay, I'm done. I'm done for a while. I gotta go read something else or not read for a while. Get my normal brain a working.
Yeah, I had to take a lot of breaks reading that book. That's probably the only one I took real breaks from. Everything else I was able to kind of get through pretty good pace.
Yeah, well, because shit was going on. The fourth book, it's like, okay, this is the storyline, and then, oh, yeah, that's done. It had nothing to do with anything going on. Great.
No, yeah, I don't disagree. And the whole, gosh, I saw like 11 chapters for Cersei, which got me excited, but then I read them, and I was just like, no. I don't care what you're eating. I don't care what you're wearing.
I get it. Thank you, Stephen King.
I remember when, yep, that crazy lady telling you what's going on in the future. Gosh, but yeah, I mean, they're putting in the walk. They're going to dump a lot of book four. That's all going to be gone.
Yep.
Which I can live with completely.
I'm fine with that.
Which gets me excited, because that means the season after this will finally be in a place where we absolutely have no idea what's going on.
Unless the other book comes out.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think it will. I'm almost positive that book will be out for season 6. It'll be out before season 6, or it'll come out congruently with the show.
And they will both
promote each other. Because that would make more sense to me. That more people would buy it if that was the case. Or it will release holiday season right before the 6th season.
Let's see.
That's probably more likely going to happen.
Maybe. He just seems so far behind, though. That's the only thing.
I think that's bullshit. He's just doing that on purpose to get people to talk about it. Because, shit, it's free publicity. Who gives a shit how long it takes? It's probably
he always likes to prove that he's writing by releasing chapters.
Right. I bet you he's been done for months. And he's like, oh, I can make an extra 1,000 if I just wait. Red Tails.
Okay, so now I'm reading that the scene will be... They can complete that scene with Cersei.
Yes, I saw that too.
Yeah. Good. Well, bring it up, Richard. Let us know. I didn't know. Fill me in. Was it?
It's on Facebook. I posted it. Or it's on there.
Yeah, it's on, yeah.
It's posted. It's up.
Thank God. I was so worried.
I was so worried. I wouldn't get to see those flat titties.
I'm excited.
No, it's fine. Yeah, it's good. I like Lena Headey.
Yeah.
She's got it going on. She's a crazy love flower child.
Oh, man, they got a new Equalizer poster.
Is it Chloe Moretz?
No, it just reminds me of this, of Sin City.
Oh, no.
Like a Sin City poster. Hold on. I'll send it to you real quick.
Exciting stuff.
I know, right? It's thrilling.
It's well, because, you know, he looks like Josh Brolin. He's a black version, Josh Brolin.
Yeah. Who doesn't love that? Gosh. Ugh. I'm still excited for the movie, but it looks just like a Sin City poster.
It's loading.
All right. Let me know.
It's still loading. There it is. The picture is loading itself. Oh, there it is. Yeah, it does. It looks like a direct video box cover.
Yeah, it doesn't look too inspired, but I'm definitely going to see it.
It looks like a Steven Seagal picture.
Huh.
Which isn't too far off of what it is. If this was 1988, it would have been a Steven Seagal movie.
Oh, gosh.
If only... I'm the Equalizer. I'm going to find out where you are. I'm the Equalizer. What's going on? I'm Italian, obviously.
Is that how it goes?
Yes, yeah. That's how other movies are. And Sharon Stone would have been in it.
Oof, the best.
Oh, did you realize that on Netflix they have all the King Solomon or the Alan Quartermain movies, all two of them?
Yeah,
on Netflix now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I remember the City of Gold one pretty vividly as a kid.
Yeah, good old. I didn't realize they were canon movies.
Me neither. Yeah, not until recently. I was like, wait, what? No.
We might have to dust off that old favorite canon film podcast and watch the Alan Quartermain movies.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
We could do that.
Take a break from watching all those slasher picks we check out all the time.
Oh, God, yeah. We still got 38 of those to go.
Yeah, quite a few.
All right, well, let's go to the bar and drink to the memory of Steven Seagal's career.
Good night.
Yay.